Pittsburgh area students toured the U.S. Department of Energy's Technology Laboratory on Wednesday as part of President Obama's Brother's Keeper initiative to address opportunity gaps in STEM fields. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider sent this audio postcard from the lab in South Park Township.
All right, everybody, today we're going to talk a little bit about liquid nitrogen, and we're going to talk about the scientific method a little bit. Does anybody know what a hypothesis is?
My name is Jeff Monroe. I'm actually a safety specialist. So what we have is a bunch of everyday items. We have some oranges, some marshmallows, some peeps. And talking to the kids a little bit about what will happen when they actually go into liquid nitrogen, talking a little bit about brittlement as opposed to, you know, the malleability of it before and afterwards.
It'll explode.
It'll explode? Actually, it's just going to get really hard. So hard that I can actually turn them down on a nail.
My name is Elliot Roth. I'm a researcher at NETL. We're looking at making batteries from fruit.
And two, which piece of fruit and vegetable works the best? So if you guys all want
big to... Big picture, where does energy come from? For a battery, it's a chemical reaction. For electricity that powers your lights, it's from burning coal or something. Electricity isn't just something magical. There's actually something behind it.
There we go. I saw 0.47. Let's go with that one. It's about one.
My name is Lila Sokup. I am actually the K-12 STEM manager for NETL. A lot of the schools, of course, due to decreased budgets, they don't have as much money to buy certain types of supplies, for especially in science and math. So we get to expose the students to things that they normally would not even have the opportunity to see in school and try to put it in a hands-on experiment of things that, hey, if I'm excited, I can go home and tell my mom, can I buy a lemon? And I know how to show you how to make a battery, Mom.
Apple 84.